Well, that's what we mentioned yesterday, apropos of the contrast of Avraham Avinu, the Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. So let's see there. Netava Parsha Hazaz, the encounter of Yaakov with Esav, Hodia. Vayishlach malach vayatzileu. Ulandenu od shehu lo botach v'tzidkasa v'hishtadu v'hatzal v'chol yecholta. V'yesh ba'od remez l'daros ki kol asher ira le'avinu em esav ochiv ye'ora lanu tomid em b'nei esav v'roi lanu le'achos b'darko shal tzadik. So in light of the of kol asher ira le'avos is siman avonim. So what the Torah, the description the Torah provides of how Yaakov Avinu reacts when facing the threat coming from Esav is normative. It's not just a historical narrative, but it's something which is normative. Roru lanu lechos b'darko shel tzadik. Shenazmin atzmenu l'shloshes advarim shehizmin hu as atzmo, l'tfila u'ledorin u'lehatzola k'derach melchama, or b'derach melchama. Anyone have b'derach melchama? L'vroach u'lehinatza. So it's interesting that the Ramban in the Hagdamah, so he writes that Moshe Rabbeinu, if you take a look at the Hagdamah of Ramban, Moshe Rabbeinu Kasav HaSefer HaZeh, take a look at what I'm saying. Moshe Rabbeinu Kasav HaSefer HaZeh Ma'atorah Kula Mipiv Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKorov, what seems most likely, what makes the most sense to me, says the Ramban, Shekosvu b'har Sinai, kisham ne'amalo, alei elahi hori ve'yesham, ve'etna l'chaz luchos ho'evan, ve'hatorah v'ha'mitzvah shekosavti l'harosam. Ki luchos ho'evan yichlo ha'luchos v'ha'michtav, kol ma'aseres ha'dibros, v'ha'mitzvah, mispah ha'mitzvah skulan, esev l'osasei. So what does Torah then mean? Im kein vehatorah yichlol hasipurim mitchilas breishis, and why are they referred to as Torah? Stories are Torah? No, ki hum mora anoshim. Torah is lashon instruction, right? Horah means to instruct. Ki hum mora anoshim baderach benin en haemuna. So the man says that the overarching lesson or area of Torah which the stories of Sefer Bereishis relate to is Emunah. But Emunah means, it certainly means what to believe. But emunah also means how to translate belief and how to act on belief. So over here, again, with the words of the Ramban and the Hakdama resonating, so Ula Lamdenu Od, when the Ramban writes, Shehu lo botach b'tzidkoso, v'hishtadol b'hatzol b'chol yecholto, that's a lesson in Emunah. because it's a lesson in what the implications of emunah are, how to translate emunah. And translating emunah means that despite one's knowledge and firm conviction and belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochel, and the sequence here of these two limudim in the Ramban, right? What does the Ramban say? The first limud from Parshas Vayishlach is Lahudia ki hitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu se'avdu golem yachozik mimenu. Vayishlach malach vayatzilei. So the Ramban begins and says, limud number one from the Parsha is what? What saved Yaakov Avinu? Was it the Doron? Was it the preparation for Muhammad? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. Ki hitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ze'avdu golem yachozik mimenu vayishlach malach vayatzileyu. And then the Ramban turns around and says, and limud number two is that all that notwithstanding, limud number two is that we're supposed to do the same thing Yaakov Avinu did. The sequence of the two limudim. If anything, I don't know, you would have thought sort of sequentially the way they emerge from the parsha. So number one happens first in the parsha, and number two happens later. And the Ramban Bedafka inverts the sequence because the Ramban is underscoring, no, even after limud number one, that obviously, ultimately, everything is siyata d'shmaya. No, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the siyata d'shmaya is going to be when you exert yourself to the maximum in terms of doing what you can do. So even after learning the lesson, excuse me, Lahudia, even after learning that lesson, that Lahudia, ki hitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu asavdo, even after learning that lesson, lesson number two is presented. There's more here in this Ramban also, I will say. The Ramban clearly implies that there's a very clear implication, unmistakable, that to do differently than Yaakov Avinu, like how does one not be mishtadel v'hatzol v'chol yicholto? I mean, it's not enough. The belief that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Kol Yochel is not enough because, you know, that there are always two variables. One variable, one's not a variable. There are always two factors. One's a constant, one's a variable. The constant is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kol Yochel, and the variable is how deserving the person or the people are who are Shorei Ritzon. And Hayos, that there are, again, alongside the constant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's this variable. Ramban clearly implies that it's a yuara to think that this can happen shelo k'derech hateva. That my Torah, my tefillah, or our Torah, our tefillah suffices, and the whole thing can happen shelo k'derech hateva. No, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam chooses to run the world, with exceptions, but b'darach klal, things happen b'darach hateva. Even things which are obviously only happening because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they happen couched in Derech HaTeva. For a person to, an individual or a group to imply in word or in deed that we don't need to be mishtadel behatzala v'chol yecholteinu, that's a yu'ara, because that means being boteach. No. So we're holding that the Yeshua can come entirely shelo k'derech hateva, without our doing whatever is available to us on a natural level. It's true that later, at the end of Parshas Miketz, Chazal fault Yosef HaTzadik, right? And V'lo zocha sa'amashkim is Yosef HaYishkacheho. But I think the Chazan Ish, I think, again, there are two approaches to that Chazal, and I think I'm not confusing who says which, but look it up, please, and double check. I think the Chazon Ish has in his little sefer Emunah Bitachon, he says that the indictment is not on Yosef for doing something, for making hishtadlus, but it's in some microscopic sense, as opposed to engaging in hishtadlus, because that's what we're mechuyev to do. He was being boteach on the hishtadlus. Again, in some microscopic sense, that is inappropriate for Yosef HaTzadik. And l'chor, the Ramban certainly, this Ramban would certainly indicate such an approach, that it's not that Chazal are implying that Yosef should have been totally, totally passive. Again, totally passive on the Derech HaTeva level. In general, halacha, which is the way we're supposed to be living, it says you mechal Shabbos if you have a chol sheyesh bo sakana. You mechal Shabbos. Right. So we don't say lo ambulance, v'lo berofim kiyem beruchir ma'ashem tzvakos. No, we're mechal Shabbos. And we say that if a person hesitates, he's a shofet damim for not being mechal Shabbos. Halacha operates on a natural plane. That's whatever theory of hashgacha pratis a person subscribes to, halacha operates on a natural plane. And that's what this Ramban is saying also. Halacha operates on a natural plane. Again, not that we ever mistake it for kochi v'otzim yadi, which is why, of course, tefillah is part, and maybe that's why, maybe it's see, it's interesting. Even though it seems from the Seder Psukim, when Yaakov Avinu divides his family into Shnei Machanos, so l'chora that's part of the preparation for Milchama. And it's only after that that, right? So in Pasuk Chaz, Vayira Yaakov Mod Vayetzalo Vayachetz Zomer Shirito Vesatzon Vavoka Vagmal Mishnei Machanos Vayom Im Yovo Esel Vamachane Alchas Vayakov Vayom Machane Anisha Lefleita. And only that is Vayom Yaakov Elokei Avi Avam Elokei Avi Yitzchak. Only then is the Tefillah. The Ramban lists Tefillah first. Does that mean that the Ramban thinks that there was also tefillah beforehand that the Torah doesn't record? Or even if there wasn't, the point is that at whichever point the tefillah happens, so the Ramban is underscoring that, yes, of course we recognize that everything is siyata d'shamayim, which is why the tefillah is really the basis for the Doron and the Milchama as well. We know that it's not going to be kochi v'otzim yadi in Milchama, and we know that it's not going to be, superior diplomatic skills and in sending the Dorum. We realize that it's going to be the siyata d'shmaya. So again, I don't know sequentially when, naniach that we just go with the seder psukim, and part of the hachonah l'Milchama happens before the tefillah, but the point is that the tefillah is sort of not a separate component, but it's tefillah, that which underlies one's efforts. But that notwithstanding, again, as is the case with all of halacha functions naturally. Halacha functions on a natural plane. Well, what's the Lashon HaRamban here? Shenaz ben atzmen el shloshes hadvarim shehizmin hu asatzma. The tefillah l'doron Ula hatzala, kiderach b'derach Milchama. What does Ramban say? Shenazmin atzmei. Why doesn't it just say we should do? Roy lana. Right. I think we wouldn't have noticed anything if the Ramban would have written. V'roy lana leachos b'darku shel tzadik. Shenasok. B'shloshes hadvarim she'asaku tefillah don m'milchama. Why does the Ramban talk about the preparation for as opposed to the actual doing? No, so maybe that, again, maybe two-thirds of it is heim hadvarim that we were just talking about, that there needs to be a certain context or framework for each of the Shlosh HaDvarim. The tefillah has to recognize the magnitude of the Eis Tzora, so a person can't just daven. A person has to daven properly. A person has to appreciate what it is he's davening for. If a person thinks he's davening for an inflammation, which is why there's a swelling, but really, Rachman Atzlan, the swelling is a growth. It's a different feeling. The person has to be mazman atzma. There has to be an understanding of what the tefillah is for, and then, as we just said before, there has to be mazman atzma for in what vein he's engaging in the doron and the hatzal of the Arach Mokhom. Not that he thinks it's going to be kochi ve'otzim yadi. But me'idach gisa, even though it's not going to be kochi ve'otzim yadi, it's a yuara to think that we can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should do it shalok ha'derach ha'teva. Okay, that's some other diukim, but maybe we'll leave it there for now. Okay.